This is Bigger Pockets Daily. Get ready for a bite-sized guide to building wealth through real estate. BiggerPockets.com offers the world's biggest real estate investing forum and thousands of blog articles like the one I'm about to share. We bring you these in audio form because you can't read when you're riding your bike or building a deck.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long-distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong, and that's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Thinking beyond cash flow, three underappreciated real estate wealth builders by Matt DeBoff. No one buys rental properties or invests in real estate to lose money. Losing money should never be a goal for any investor in any asset class. Although we are in a very different economy than we were the past few years, the strategy is still the same. Preserve capital and grow your investment. Most people will look at what the cash flow is on their rental property and think that's all there is to it. Cash flow. But this just isn't true. There are at least three additional ways that real estate pays off. Three overlooked real estate wealth builders. Property appreciation. Appreciation is usually a great long-term play. But in this market, it is proven possible to be a short-term play also. Appreciation is the value of your property, whether through upgrades, market cycle, or location. Depending on your market, real estate can go up in value from as little as 1% per year to 10% plus per year, just by holding on to it. Of course, the economy has a lot to do with appreciation, as does the individual market. Strategically selecting the property's location is a big way to play the appreciation game. So you bought a house in an area of town that is on schedule for some community development, such as a shopping center or other attraction. This can amount to a huge payout for you, as more than likely people will want to live closer to such amenities. And there are several other factors in the appreciation equation as well. Forcing appreciation is usually done by flipping or adding value to the property. updating your kitchen, bathroom, etc., can dramatically increase a home's value. On larger multifamily properties, this can be accomplished by increasing rents, changing the tenant base, and improving property management. Anything that you can do to increase the net operating income or NOI of the property is forcing appreciation. This is because usually commercial multifamily properties are priced based on a cap rate derived from net operating income. The higher the net income, generally, the higher the property value. For single-family homes, this is typically done by using comparable properties in that neighborhood. Increasing the square footage, updating the finishes and fixtures, and improving the curb appeal can boost appreciation. House flipping, in particular, is based solely on forced appreciation. Real estate tax benefits. Owning real estate has huge tax incentives. The depreciation schedule alone can have a massive impact on your end-of-year tax returns. As of this podcast, you can depreciate the price of your rental property over 27 and a half years. That comes out to a 3.636% depreciation rate per year. There are also 1031 exchanges that you can use to defer your capital gains and purchase bigger properties. And let's not forget about the little-known secret of cost segregation. Cost segregation is a tax strategy that allows real estate investors to use accelerated depreciation to increase cash flow. This is done by breaking down and reclassifying certain interior and exterior components of a building. These components are depreciated over 39 or 27 and a half years for commercial and residential properties, respectively. Having a great accountant on your team is paramount. Be sure to choose an accountant that is familiar with the tax advantages of owning real estate. There are many tax advantages and tax write-offs that people are surprised to know about. Buying supplies, from printer paper to a cell phone, can all be used as tax write-offs. From upgrading the flooring in an apartment to putting on a new roof, all of this has tax advantages. Principal paydown of loan. If you have a loan on your rental property, this is a huge piece of your wealth. Your tenants are not only paying to live in your property every month, they are also making your loan payment for you. If your loan is on a principal and interest schedule, then a portion of your monthly payment is going toward the principal. This just means the bank is taking a little for themselves and putting a little towards your principal. If your loan is interest only, or IO, this just means the bank is taking all of the payment, and usually for a short period of time, typically between 6 months to 3 years, depending on the property and lender. The payments are smaller than principal and interest payments, but none of it is going toward your balance. You may utilize these types of loans when buying a property that needs work, such as rehabbing or increasing the quality of tenants. Having a large vacancy at closing, or because you plan on removing a majority of the tenants, can be another reason for wanting to use an interest-only loan. Principal paydown is probably the second most important part of a real estate deal behind cash flow. Your debt today is your income tomorrow. If you have a mortgage payment of $1,200 per month for the next 20 years and your average monthly cash flow is $300, your net income, once that property is paid off, is going to be $1,500 per month. This is why I don't always just pay attention to cash flow. Owning a large apartment building with a $13,000 per month mortgage can literally be your retirement in 20 years. Just imagine owning two or three large properties and a handful of single-family rentals. Paying off these mortgages will catapult you into wealth you've only dreamed about. The bottom line, real estate is one of the best investments a person can make in their lifetime. The historical returns and wealth-building powers of owning property are what can set you apart from the average person. Cash flow is by far the most important part of running your numbers. It determines the value of the property and whether or not it can be leveraged against. But educate yourself on the other advantages of real estate, and you will set yourself up to make the most of this investment type. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Remember, connecting with real estate investors in your market is one of the most valuable uses of your time. Visit biggerpockets.com/events to find a meetup near you. See you tomorrow.